entrepreneurship is not about starting or ending necessarily. It is about the middle and the doing and the iterating and the perfecting. It's about building something that lasts, even if you're not the one that is going to be carrying it to last.
Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hello and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. Today we are talking about the long middle of entrepreneurship. And what I mean by that is the beginning gets a lot of hype, a lot of attention. Everyone's like, ooh, I'm going to start a business. The excitement, the chaos, the risk, and like the scrappiness and the hustle of figuring things out in real time. And then, of course, the end gets a lot of attention too. Everyone talks about the exit or the sale or, I mean, even shutting a business down. That's something that's come up on this podcast recently. The big wins and the stories, like the I made it moments, but you don't actually live in any of those moments, right? You don't live in the beginning or the end. Most of us live in what I'm going to call during this episode the long middle. Those are the years where your business exists. I just talked to someone on a networking call the other day and he was like, 13 years in, so what's your plan? I was like, I'm running my business. I'm in the long middle. It is real. It has customers, employees, expectations. People rely on it. It pays salaries and it occupies a huge amount of your time and energy and your mental space. But you're not at the beginning and you're not done. You're just in it all the time. Like I just said, I've been building Excelity for 13 years. And the longer I've been doing this, the more I realize, I guess, how little we talk about this phase, because the long middle isn't something that's flashy and it's not the time where I guess you're talking about a success story. It's a time of responsibility, consistency, waking up and showing up sometimes for a long time, like for me, over a decade now. It's not a stage of adrenaline and celebration. And of course, there is celebration, but not of firsts, but it's a time of like maintenance and conquering new challenges and creating systems and improving processes, refining strategies, and making decisions that don't feel dramatic. Well, if you're me, a lot feels dramatic just because that's who I am. But you're responsible. Adrenaline fades and you replace it with endurance. I think about this while I'm at the gym a lot. I go to F45 and every quarter they have like different themes. And the theme that we're in right now at the gym is endurance. And I'm like, oh, this is maybe my least favorite phase in the gym because we're doing a lot of just really long exercises where you hold it. We have a class called Marathon. It's like, ugh, I don't know if I want to show up for that one. Endurance is not exactly glamorous, but it is super important because entrepreneurship is not about starting or ending necessarily. It is about the middle and the doing and the iterating and the perfecting. It's about building something that lasts, even if you're not the one that is going to be carrying it to last. What really matters in the long middle is how you evolve inside the business that you've already built. If the company grows, but you don't change with it, the work feels heavy. That's why I think there are shifts that as a founder, you have to make if you want to stay excited and you want to continue growing. I have been in the phases where I'm not excited anymore and I'm like, man, I think I need to get out of this. And then I have been able to bring myself back in and get myself excited again. This year, I am actually more excited than I've been in probably 5 years. And that is with the rise of AI and new strategies and testing and just digging myself back into the work. And it's been really fun. So I want to make this actionable. I want to talk a little bit about, I guess, how to do the long middle. And one of the shifts that I have tried to be really intentional about is moving from being that person that reacts to being that person that chooses, like choosing what deserves your reaction or what deserves your attention. Early on, I think most founders, leaders, employees, I think, spend their time reacting. But once you get really good at what you do, everything should not feel like a reaction and everything should not feel urgent or important. Early on, every client request in an agency feels urgent and every new opportunity feels important and every problem needs to be solved right away because your company is fragile. And that makes sense in the beginning when you're learning or you're building. And of course, things genuinely do require immediate attention sometimes. But as your company grows and becomes more stable, that approach stops working. You can't just be like, I think about Dory all the time. When my kids were little, I swear I watched that movie, Finding Nemo, 1 million times. And so when I see people with shiny object syndrome, I just think about that dang fish all the time and think about her just, ooh, like losing attention all the time and thinking about her not knowing whether to go through or over that, like, it's not a cavern, I don't know what it was called, under the sea because she lost attention so quickly. As your company grows, you cannot have shiny object syndrome because your volume of decision increases so much and the number of opportunities that you could pursue increases. So everything could be important. And if you react to everything, well, you could be busy all the time, but you could never make any progress. And I do see people doing that. I do know people like that. At some point as a founder, you have to be intentional and you have to choose what gets attention. All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn. Another shift that I was thinking about as I was prepping for this is moving from thinking about you and providing for you to thinking about building something that lasts, like thinking more about legacy. Early on, I think your energy comes from almost like proving something and proving yourself like, yeah, I can do this. I can build a business. Who said I can't? I mean, there's always people that say you can't. Proving you can win clients and proving you can compete and your idea is good. And that energy, and frankly, like that underdog syndrome can be super powerful at the beginning. But over time, if you are still operating from a place of lack and a place of needing to prove yourself, I think you can become, well, you will become really exhausted. Every deal feels personal. Every employee that leaves feels personal. Everything feels personal. I can distinctly remember the day and what happened when I decided I couldn't take it personal anymore. there was just a really specific couple of situations that happened in one day. And I was like, I can't take this personally anymore, or I'm going to fall apart and I will not be able to run this business anymore. And I just decided that I wasn't going to operate from that place. So eventually your focus has to change. And the question becomes not really about whether you can win today. And I do think showing up and trying to win the day every day is a great mentality, but it's also not totally feasible. But it's more about what you're building in the long term and what's going to be strong 5 or 10 years from now, if that's what you want, if you're not building toward an exit. Another shift that happens in this long middle is moving from chasing different opportunities to commitment to direction. And what I mean by that is, I think when you're early, it's really easy to say, well, I can't niche down to a target audience because I'm going to lose out on opportunities. I can't message just toward these people because I'm going to miss out. You want to take almost any opportunity that's going to make you business. Every project, every customer, every idea that might help the company survive could be valid in your mind. But once you get to a place of maturity, your opportunities increase, and it's because you're focused. One of the most important things that you can learn as a founder is just because something could work doesn't mean you should do it. Real momentum as a company comes from commitment to a direction and really seeing it through and taking your strategy, documenting it, iterating on it, and seeing it all the way through to understand what part of it really worked, what didn't, and why, and then either continuing to build on it or pivoting accordingly. I think that shift from chasing opportunities to choosing a real direction is where your company can really start to mature. Okay, the final shift that I think a lot of founders, owners, C-suite members eventually make, whether you realize it totally or not, is the shift from being motivated and relying on a sense of motivation to routine. It's not really motivation that should carry you through a day, because some days you feel energized. Other days you don't. Some days I wake up and I'm like, ooh, I do not want to do this today. I am tired and I would like to go back to sleep, especially on these days where it's rainy, a little cool out. I could just lay in bed. When you rely on routine in your life and in the way that your company operates, then the habits that you rely on as a leader create a sense of stability for the company and for the people around you. I think the people that can really run the marathon of being a founder are those who can really lean into their routine and just continue to show up no matter how they're feeling. It's not about motivation. It is about consistency and routine, and continuing to evolve that routine to make sure it fits you at every phase and every stage of your life. The version of you who started is never going to be the version of you who runs it forever. And if you want to stay excited about your work, you have to reinvent parts of your role inside of the business, and you have to reinvent parts of you, something that I've been talking about a lot lately. Staying in the long middle isn't just about endurance. It's not just about that marathon. It is about figuring out how to keep growing inside of a system that you already created. And isn't that a challenge for all of us to approach? All right, those are my thoughts today. Thank you so much for being here with me today. This is a topic that I've been thinking about a lot as I go through the long middle of entrepreneurship, growing my company. People continue to ask me what I am planning to do with it. And you know what? I am reinvested and excited, and I am happy to be here. So that is my answer right now. If you got value out of this episode, please share it with one person that needs to hear this message, someone that is in the middle themselves. And I will talk to you next time. Thank you.